The first inkling most American women would have had that something had gone awry in the way their clothes were designed came in late summer. In its August 26th issue, Life magazine published a story about the clothes that would begin arriving in stores the following month. Instead of spending August in Paris nosing around for inspiration, the magazine explained, American designers had been closeted in their studios, designing their fall collections without any input from France. Although all the designers featured appear quite calm, even Countess Ilinska, who is shown draping a satin evening dress, the article suggests that they are hysterical over their newly independent status, demanding, Chicken Little style, "What shall we do? Who will inspire us? Who will lead us now that Paris is no more?" That was not at all the tone taken by Chase and Snow, whose September issues came out a week later. They elected to treat the situation with gravitas. Using the sort of hushed and reverent language that might have been used to announce the death of a beloved elder statesman, which, in a sense, they were, they wrote of their love for Paris fashion and of the need to face the future calmly and with conviction. We publish this record of the New York autumn openings with pride in the achievements of our American designers and with full acknowledgement of our debt to France. "We have learned from the greatest masters in the world," ran Snow's introduction to the fall portfolio in the September 1st issue of Bazaar. She ended grandly, "Such clothes have never been made in America before." The message appeared across a red, white, and blue collage of a model in an American-designed and made evening dress, standing like a colossus over 7th Avenue. Vogue, while less imaginative in its layout, was just as stirring in its language. American talent has risen to the occasion with all its native resourcefulness and skilled dressmaking technique. The years of Paris dominance and Paris tradition cannot help but have their influence, Chase wrote. But aroused is a new eagerness, a reaching to achieve, if for any prolonged period importations are cut off, clothes with the definite and recognizable quality of America. The message from both women was one of reassurance. It was their business as editors-in-chief to retain both readers and consumers of fashion, and they did that very cannily, by evoking both the quality of Paris and the promise of America.